Welcome to your AI deep dive. Today, we're going to cut through all the hype out there. We're zeroing in on artificial intelligence. What does it really mean for business leaders like you?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to take all the mystery out of AI. We're going to explore some practical applications. But most importantly, we want to show you how this translates into real, tangible business outcomes.
Yeah, because let's be honest, AI can be this big mysterious thing, right? Like robots taking over the world kind of thing.
Exactly. But the reality is a lot more interesting and way less scary. You can think of AI like this powerful tool. It's going to amplify your decision-making. It's not going to replace it.
Okay. I like where we're going with this.
Yeah.
So how do our sources recommend we kind of wrap our heads around AI?
Well, they actually start by, you know, dispelling some common myths. It's surprising how much that Hollywood version of AI is different from the real thing.
All right, let's separate fact from fiction then. What's the first myth we got to bust?
The big one is that AI is going to take everyone's jobs. Now, while it is true that AI can automate certain tasks, it's nowhere near replicating human ingenuity, creativity, that problem solving.
That's a relief. But I can see why people would worry, though. Our sources did mention that a huge chunk of financial trading is already driven by AI.
That's true. Almost 70% of the trading volume in both the US and European markets is driven by algorithms. But, you know, that just goes to show how AI can be this really powerful force for good when, of course, it's used strategically.
It's about using AI to boost our capabilities, not replace us entirely, right?
Precisely. You can think of it almost like having a superpowered assistant. This assistant can analyze mountains of data, spot patterns, maybe ones you might even miss, and it's going to help you make smarter decisions faster.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. So it's not really humans versus machines. It's more like humans and machines working together.
Exactly. Now, to really understand what AI can do, our sources suggest breaking it down into three main types. You got machine learning, deep learning, and generative AI. It's kind of like peeling back the layers of an onion.
I like that. Each layer adds a new level of complexity and capability, right? So let's start with that outer layer, machine learning, or ML. What exactly is that?
In the simplest terms, machine learning is about teaching computers, teaching them to learn from data without having to program them for every single scenario. You can think about it almost like training an algorithm to start recognizing patterns in data, similar to how a financial analyst might spot market trends.
So instead of us telling the machine what to look for, we just give it a ton of data and it's going to figure out the patterns, the relationships, all on its own.
You got it. And the more data that you feed the machine, the better it gets at identifying those patterns and then, of course, making predictions. And that's actually already being used in those, you know, really accurate recommendation systems that we see every day.
You mean like how Spotify seems to know my taste in music better than I do, or how LinkedIn always suggests relevant connections?
Exactly. Those are great examples of machine learning in action. But it actually goes way beyond just, you know, entertainment, networking. ML is now used in everything, from fraud detection to even personalized medicine.
That's incredible. It feels like the possibilities are almost endless. So we've covered machine learning. What about deep learning? Where does that fit in this AI onion?
So deep learning, it takes machine learning and then it takes it to this whole other level. Instead of us saying, hey, look at these data points, deep learning algorithms analyze everything. All the data to find these, even the most subtle patterns.
So it's like we're giving the machine all the pieces of a puzzle. It's got to figure out how they go together instead of us just giving it a finished picture and saying, find this.
That is a great way to put it. And that's what makes deep learning so powerful, especially for tasks with these massive amounts of unstructured data, like images, audio, and even text.
So while machine learning might be good at, you know, analyzing spreadsheets, sales figures, deep learning, that's what you need for teaching a car to drive itself.
Exactly. Autonomous vehicles, they rely heavily on deep learning. It makes sense of that constantly changing environment, right? Got to interpret road signs and, of course, navigate safely.
That's incredible. And our sources pointed out that deep learning can also have this huge impact on business analysis. It can process all this information way faster, make more accurate predictions than these traditional methods we're used to, right?
Absolutely. Imagine being able to predict, supply chain disruptions before they even happen. Or what about identifying some promising new markets? You can even predict which products are going to be best sellers.
That sounds like a game changer for any business leader. Okay, so we talked about machine learning. We talked about deep learning. What about that, the most mysterious layer of our AI onion, generative AI? This one feels like something straight out of sci-fi.
It kind of does, doesn't it? Machine learning, deep learning, it's all about analyzing existing data. Generative AI can actually create new content.
Wait, hold on. Create, as in compose music, write poetry. It can even design a new product.
Yeah, you got it. We've all seen those AI-generated images. They're making headlines everywhere. But generative AI can also create realistic dialogue.
Yeah.
We're talking different creative text formats, even generate computer code.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah. So what are the implications of this technology for businesses?
The possibilities, they're really exciting, but it's still early days. Imagine using generative AI to personalize marketing campaigns, like on this massive scale. Or how about creating virtual customer service agents, ones that can handle these really complex queries? You can even generate product designs, all based on what your customer wants.
This is a lot to take in. So we've covered these different types of AI, but how does all of this translate into something that, you know, benefits these businesses? How can AI help leaders, just like our listeners, to increase their revenue, reduce their costs, manage risk, and just become more effective overall?
Right. That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And that's exactly what our sources get into next. They've got some really compelling examples, all about how AI is already transforming businesses and across industries.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks here. How can AI actually help businesses make more money?
One word. Personalization. We touched on it earlier with recommendation systems, but AI can personalize everything. And I mean, every aspect of the customer experience. The ads they see, the products they're offered, even the way that they interact with your brand.
So instead of blasting out these generic marketing messages, businesses can actually use AI to tailor their communication, like to each individual customer.
Exactly. Imagine sending personalized emails, ones that speak directly to a customer's interests, their needs. Or how about offering product recommendations? But these are based on their past purchases or even just their browsing behavior. This all leads to higher engagement, more sales, and of course, ultimately a healthier bottom line.
Makes sense. And it's not just about selling more of what you already have, right? AI can help businesses develop new products and services, innovative ones.
Absolutely. AI can analyze these massive data sets, customer feedback, market trends, even what the competition is doing. This can all identify unmet needs, opportunities for innovation. This can give businesses a major competitive edge in today's market.
So AI can help businesses grow revenue by optimizing what they already do, but also by fueling innovation.
Mm.
What about the cost side of things? Can AI actually help businesses save money?
Absolutely. One of the biggest ways AI can cut costs is through automation. Think about all those tasks, the repetitive ones, the ones that suck up time and resources, things like data entry, scheduling appointments, even answering those basic customer questions.
Tasks that could be easily done by, like, a machine.
Exactly. By automating those tasks with AI, businesses, they can free up their employees. Then they focus on more strategic work, the higher value work. This not only reduces labor costs, but it also leads to greater productivity and job satisfaction.
That's a win-win. And it's not just about automating tasks that already exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
AI can help businesses optimize their processes, make things more efficient overall.
Absolutely. Remember that supply chain example we were talking about earlier? AI can analyze real-time data. We're talking sensors, weather patterns, even shipping routes. It's going to identify potential problems before they even happen. This allows businesses to be proactive, reroute shipments, adjust their inventory, and then, of course, avoid those really costly delays.
That's incredible. So AI is like this early warning system, helping businesses to anticipate and then, of course, mitigate these risks before they become major problems.
It's like having a crystal ball, but for your supply chain. And this same approach can be used in other areas of risk management, too.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, AI is already being used by financial institutions. This is to detect fraud in real time. By analyzing, again, millions of data points, AI algorithms, they can identify suspicious activity. Stuff that a human analyst, they might just miss. This prevents fraud, protects businesses and their customers.
That's reassuring. It seems like AI can play a really crucial role in keeping businesses safe from a lot of different risks. But it's not just about preventing those bad things from happening. AI can actually help businesses find new opportunities and capitalize on them.
Absolutely. AI can analyze all those market trends, consumer behavior, even what your competitors are doing, to find those hidden patterns, those insights, ones that we as humans might miss. This can help businesses identify new markets, develop targeted marketing, and even predict how successful new products and services will be.
So it's almost like having this team of like superpowered analysts working 24/7 to identify your biggest growth opportunities.
Exactly. AI can process huge amounts of data, and then it's going to deliver the most important insights. This helps businesses to make smarter decisions, data-driven decisions that are going to lead to growth and profitability.
This is all incredibly valuable information, but I have to admit, it is a lot to process. We've covered so much, from all the different types of AI to its impact on businesses. But I have a feeling there's even more to uncover, you're telling me. There's this whole other side to AI, right? And we need to really break it down for our business leaders. How do you even get started?
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing where to even start with AI, it can be pretty overwhelming, especially with so many different options and ways to use it.
And that's why I'm glad we got our sources right. They can really guide us here. So where do they recommend we even begin this AI journey?
Well, they really emphasize this idea. AI, it's not something you just, you know, install and then forget about. This is about making those strategic choices, ones that match up with your goals and, of course, the challenges that your business is facing.
So there's no magic AI button we can press, one that instantly solves all our problems.
I wish. Not quite. But it really is about figuring out where AI can make the biggest difference for your business. So, let me ask you, are you struggling with customers leaving left and right? Maybe AI-powered personalization can be the answer.
Or, what if we're drowning in data? We can't even figure out what it all means. Maybe deep learning can step in, help us analyze it all, those massive data sets.
Exactly. Once you know what your challenges are, what your opportunities are, you can start digging into the different AI solutions out there. And remember, you don't have to become an AI whiz overnight.
Oh, good. That's a relief. So businesses don't need to build these AI systems from the ground up, do they?
Not at all. There are tons of companies, third-party providers offering AI-powered tools, even platforms. And they're designed for pretty much every business need you can think of. Think of it kind of like choosing the right software or a service. You find what works for you, aligns with your goals, and of course, what you can spend.
That makes it seem a lot more doable for sure.
Yeah.
But I bet implementing AI, you still need some know-how, right? What about that skills gap we hear so much about?
Yeah, finding people who really know AI inside and out, it can be tough. Our sources actually suggest a two-pronged approach here. First, invest in your current employees. Get them up to speed. There's a ton of stuff online, courses, training programs.
So empower your team. Help them get comfortable with data, all these AI concepts, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then don't be afraid to bring in some help. Partner up with some experts, at least at first. Think of it like an investment. It's going to pay off big time down the line.
It's like hiring a consultant. They can help you navigate this whole AI world. Adoption, implementation, all that.
Right. And the key is start small. Don't be afraid to experiment. Try things out. You don't have to do everything at once with that first AI project. Start with something specific, see what happens, what are the results, and just learn as you go.
That's some great advice for any business leader out there, no matter what industry, how big or small. It's about being strategic and using data to guide those AI decisions.
Absolutely. And remember, AI, it's always changing. What's cutting edge today might be old news tomorrow. So you got to stay in the loop, be ready to adapt your plan as you go.
Always be learning. And hey, it sounds like listening to this deep dive was a great first step.
I'd say so. Hopefully this episode gave you that foundation you need. To start exploring how AI can change your business, just remember, be strategic, start small, and never stop learning.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive, all about AI for our business leaders. Until next time, keep innovating, keep experimenting, and keep your eyes on the future.